With Real manager Niall McGuinness, disappointing defeat for Real yesterday. If we go back to the first half, a lot of positives to take from the first half and the two goals?
Last 25 minutes of the first half, we were better. We started a little bit slow for the first 20 minutes, but no, we started to press a little bit higher and found our feet a little bit, but we've had players in and out of the team, and it's hard to... Obviously, you've got to understand this is a brand new team as well. There's only two players from last year, and it's difficult to make sort of keep your standards week in, week out. And if there's players coming in and out, it's just finding your feet in the game. And I think it took us about 20 minutes, but no, we took two chances. I know one was quite a bit of luck, which we haven't really had, the first goal with KP. And then we took the second chance, and from there, you think we've got control of the game, really.
And second half, probably the words at half time were probably to keep focused, don't concede an early goal. And unfortunately, an early goal was conceded.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Yeah, it again just shows a little bit of, I wouldn't say an experience, just a lack of communication. It was quite a simple one, really, where the lad's been left onside. Where if we step as a unit, you either leave him offside or we stay as a unit and we compete with him. But no, it was. It was a bit of a sloppy one to concede, really.
And as the second half worn on and with Real down to 10 men, I think most people could see the difference in class between the Bangor players. They've got a higher wage budget, bigger name players. And you know, I think maybe some of their experience showed in the second half in terms of their forward play.
Yeah, they've got a very strong team. They've got a lot of quality in the side. And you've got to understand the sort of situation we're in comparison to them. And it's hard enough to beat them with 11 and to be, it's like you said, don't want to go on about it, but it's never ever, I've watched the game back twice, it's never a red card in a million years, and to be putting down to 10 men, it's going to be always, we were on an uphill battle from there in, and I almost expected Bangor to come back into that game, but again, I can't fault the lads that were out there, they give 100%, they ran their socks off for us, but just a couple of sort of, I'd say, tweaks, if we could make little tweaks in what we did, a couple of mistakes, if you like, have allowed Bangor to win the game.
Thanks, Niall.
Thank you.